What was the best reference for you in terms of failure that made you want to go higher?
Well, I'll tell you, Nick, high jump and field goal kicking, they're very akin to each other because, frankly, you put all the work in and then you come to the big game, the big meet, whatever it happens to be, and it becomes 90% mental. The people that you're playing against or competing against in the Olympic final, they've all trained as hard as they can. They've lifted the weights. They've done the running. They've got their technique and approaches down to where they think it's the best they can be. Now it's a matter of luck to some degree and who wants it most. And the mental preparation is simply with a high jump is first thing you got to do is block out how high the bar looks. The whole psychology, that bar is a foot plus over my head, and frankly, most people in the world don't think that that is even doable. It's not even possible. So that's the first thing you have to conquer, even in high school, is that, hey, I'm jumping higher than my own height, and it becomes a conditioning process. I'm jumping higher. It really has nothing to do with how high over my head it is. And when you're talking about the shortest event in track and field, the women's and men's high jumps, you really have to deal with those details because a little detail in our event makes a big difference, and a big difference in our event is 1 centimeter.